Stories about anabolic steroids and human growth hormone tend to be about male athletes who are violating some rule of competition and whose big muscles are matched by big incomes to pay for their drugs. Well, this story is different, and it's about people we're much more likely to encounter. The Star-Ledger newspaper in New Jersey reports on another group with questionable prescriptions for those drugs, prescriptions that are paid for by New Jersey taxpayers. They are police and firefighters. And reporter Amy Britton and her colleague Mark Muller figure that the drug use of those firefighters and police have cost the taxpayers millions of dollars. Amy Britton joins us from Newark. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Your story on Monday began with the case of a Jersey City police officer, Victor Vargas, buying a human growth hormone on prescription. Who paid for it?
In this case, the city of Jersey City did. He charged it to his prescription plan.
He had a copay that he had to pay. You say it's $8.
Yes. Jersey City picked up the rest of the tab, which was for over $1,000.
Over $1,000?
Yes, that's correct.
How unusual was this? How many officers in New Jersey have you been able to find so far who had prescriptions of that sort?
In our reporting, we found a total of 248 police officers, corrections officers, firefighters, who filled prescriptions for anabolic steroids and or other hormones through a Jersey City physician by the name of Joseph Kaleo. And those drugs were filled through a pharmacy in Brooklyn and shipped to the officers' homes in New Jersey in most cases.
There are medical conditions for which someone might be prescribed human growth hormone or anabolic steroids. How rare or how common are those conditions?
Well, first of all, you have to separate the two classes of drugs. I'll start with anabolic steroids, particularly testosterone. We spoke with an endocrinologist who estimated that for men in their mid-30s, and we found in this case of the number of officers we had, the median age was 35. So for an age like 35, approximately 2% would have a bona fide testosterone deficiency. For growth hormone, which is one of the most tightly regulated substances in the United States, there's only a handful of legitimate medical conditions for which a doctor could legally prescribe the substance. The main medical condition in that case would be adult onset growth hormone deficiency, which is estimated to affect approximately one out of every 100,000 adults annually in the United States.
So the human growth hormone prescriptions, it's remarkable that there should be more than a handful of them among one subset of men in New Jersey.
Correct. I mean, I spoke with one endocrinologist who said that if you lined up 100,000 police officers, there should be one that steps forward who would require growth hormone to be prescribed to him.
As opposed to dozens who had prescriptions, actually, for
four Correct.
Years.
Correct.
Much of this came out after the death of Dr. Kaleo.
Yes.
Did Dr. Kaleo have a legitimate medical practice? Or was he entirely in the business of prescribing drugs? What was his story?
Dr. Kaleo started as a pain management physician, someone who specialized in treating patients with physical therapy needs, elderly patients, patients who were suffering. Somewhere along the way, he became really fascinated with anabolic steroids and human growth hormone and starting to prescribe these substances. And he really did transform his practice. His life itself changed whenever he started getting involved in this. And starting around, we estimate around 2005, 2006, his practice just started booming. And it continued to do so until his death in the middle of 2007.
He had triple bypass surgery before this, but appears from your pictures to be much younger after the operation. It looked younger than before it. Did he die of a heart attack?
He died at age 45 of hardening of the arteries. They did a toxicology report, and that was a finding. I can tell you from our reporting, we have learned that hardening of the arteries is certainly a side effect from anabolic steroid usage. If you look at the photos that we ran in the paper, you can certainly see the transformation in Dr. Kaleo. His face became much more defined. His jawline, you can tell, and that's kind of known as a hallmark sign of HGH usage is when you see that sort of really large jaw. They call it HGH jaw. Mm. And you can really see that in the before and after photos of Dr. Kaleo.
You report that some states, many states, have a system of monitoring prescriptions, but not New Jersey. Is that likely to change after your series in the Star-Ledger?
Well, we reported today that New Jersey actually has a grant for the system. That money has been sitting around for a couple of years. We spoke with some lawmakers who have called that this money be put to use as soon as possible, and those plans could go into action pretty soon.
Reporter Amy Britton, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
So, Amy Britton of the Star-Ledger in New Jersey.